This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Bond, James Bond. What can we learn from the movie Spectre, from observing one of the biggest heroes known in the history of cinema? This is 5 for Fortune, bringing you 5 do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business and work. I'm Maya Tan. Welcome to the second part of Things to Learn from Spectre's James Bond. If you missed part 1, do look up the podcast on bfm.my. Here are 5 more things that you can learn from the movie Spectre, from Bond and all the other characters in the film. Oh, and again, a word of caution, there will be spoilers, so listen at your own peril. Number 1. Never give up and stick to your convictions. Even if the task seems impossible, even when you can only take baby steps, or, in Bond's case, you only have a handgun to shoot at the villain's helicopter from a speedboat, believe that you can make a difference. Have confidence in your sharpshooting skills and keep at it. Even baby steps could bring about a successful outcome. In Bond's case, time is a huge factor. But in most cases, you do have time, so trust that even baby steps will get you towards your goal.
Number 2.
Bond is emotionally intelligent. Even when he's being interrogated, even when he's being suspended, he keeps his cool, especially when it counts the most, and that is in front of his bosses.
Mexico City. What were you doing there?
I was taking some overdue holiday.
His main modus operandi is to infuriate his bosses by taking things cool, but he always comes through in the end. He's not great when it comes to budgets and equipment, but he does do the job. Now, one important thing to note from this is that we are not James Bond. So take care not to infuriate your bosses because it could backfire on you. If you do want to go the Bond way and always come back with a great outcome, never mind the methods you use, you have to ensure that you're the best. So that while no one is indispensable, not even Bond or the 00 program in this movie, if you're one of the best, they'd be hesitant to let you go to their competitors. End of the day, though, despite great results or performance, attitude, easy communications, an inspiring personality, and likability are important elements. Bond doesn't exactly make it easy to work with him, and even his charms wear off on the money pennies and the Q's and the M's after a while because they have to endure his cryptic behavior.
Number 3.
Watch who you fraternize with. In the workplace, building your connections is important. So often, just as word of mouth is the most powerful form of influence, the opinions of the right people in the workplace could make or break you. Inspector C thinks he's got it made because he's got an alliance with Blofeld. Unfortunately, it was his undoing. And M says it best in this scene.
Not a good feeling being watched, is it?
Don't tell me you're responsible for this.
No, but my quartermaster is, and he's extremely talented.
Well, bravo. But in case you hadn't realised it, you two are out of a job, so you're trespassing.
I'm afraid you've got the wrong end of the stick, Max. We're going to stop this system going online, and then I'm going to bring you in.
On what grounds, exactly?
Poor taste in friends.
Number 4.
Even in the most dire of circumstances, stay focused and use any weapon you have, even if it's just a wristwatch.
So, James, I'm going to penetrate to the inside of your head. Now, with this first probe, we'll play with your sight, your hearing, and your balance, just with the subtlest of manipulations.
We'll get on with it, then. Nothing can be as painful as listening to you talk.
All right. Let's begin.
Bond is down. He's been captured by Blofeld. Blofeld has him in a chair with needles being drilled into different parts of his skull, and they're soon moving into his eyes. Does he start screaming? A little. Does he start to panic? Probably. But does he give up? No. He uses whatever he has in his arsenal, even if it's just a wristwatch, even if he's about to pass out.
Well, if the needle finds the correct spot in the fusiform gyrus, you recognize no one. He dies not knowing who you are. Do those blue eyes still recognize you?
I recognize you anywhere. One minute.
So, taking this into the business or work context, say for example, all hell is breaking loose at your business. You're under attack, you're in the hot seat. Maybe you're losing all your clients. Maybe your creditors are coming down on you for payments. Well, in a situation like that, the bad news is you've hit rock bottom. The good news is you've nothing left to lose but to remain focused and to climb back up. Don't panic. Don't get depressed or hysterical. Don't lose focus. Do what you need to do. Buy time, refinance, sell, pivot your business. Just keep your cool and keep your focus.
Number 5.
Do not be ruled by emotion. I think emotion seems to be a big theme here with Bond. The focus, the undying determination, the confidence and conviction. Bond gives all of himself. Now that's what I call passion. And sure, he feels strongly, especially when it comes to M, the Judi Dench M. But he's never really ruled by emotion, and he never forgets ethical conduct. Sure, Bond keeps damaging public spaces by shooting helicopters. He just about destroyed a good chunk of New Mexico. But when he gets the upper hand and the bad guy is at his mercy with a gun pointed to his head, does Bond pull the trigger?
Finish it.
Had a bullet?
No. He doesn't forget what's ethical and what's right. And you can be sure that the new M, the refined M, takes note of that. It's truly a defining moment. It says a lot about what kind of man Bond is. And that is why, despite the good, the bad, and the ugly, we all, on some level, want to be Bond. James Bond. This is Sam Smith with Writings on the Wall, taken from the original soundtrack of the movie Spectre. This is Five for Fortune. I'm a Bond enthusiast for BFM 89.9.
I've been here before, but always hit the floor. I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you, I'm feeling something that makes me wanna stay. I'm prepared for this. I never shoot to miss, but I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face. Together, and the light begins to fade.
When all hope begins to shatter, know that I will be
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.